Well, California's fucked. That's not funny. That's not funny. I okay, it's kind of, it's not funny. It's not funny. Wow. I had a console about an hour ago. Can't get into who it was with. High level individuals. Trump administration. My blogs are blowing the fuck up. Stuff I wrote back in 2016, 2017, 2018, even 2019. They're all coming true. Hell, I'm the guy who predicted COVID-19. One, I can prove it. Two, show me anyone else who even fucking came close. You can't. It's just not there. Not in the occult world. Now, people who were behind this, yeah, they've been practicing and planning for this for quite a long time. But you name me one other occultist, because they asked me the same question, and I'm curious. What other occultist out there, even remote viewers, have anywhere near the accuracy I do? Do you know of one? I don't. I had to tell them straight up, I do not know. Now, I could point to a whole bunch of worthless fuckboys and absolute bullshit scammers, hoaxers, liars, delusional fucknuts. I can point to a whole bunch of them. But what of value? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, if you know of anyone who's even come close to the accuracy of me, please let me know. Because I get emails and messages from people claiming, but when asked for evidence or proof to demonstrate their accuracy or what they've done, nada, nothing, not a fucking thing. But they are so willing to tell me what's really going on. They're so willing to want to correct me. That's nice. It is what it is, guys. So, California on fire, obviously. But what I was consulted about is something that I posted back in February 4th, 2017. I was doing some black table spiritism, something that I'm never going to go public with. You've got to go through my temple only. This practice is so delicate and so intense that I will never, ever, ever, ever put it out publicly. And I know where it comes from, and I know how it's done, and I know the ins and outs, and I know who knows it, and no one else. Nobody else. And I will call people out on this, especially on the internet, and I have. There are people who no longer use this term because I went after them like a fucking pit bull after a skinned rabbit. But black table spiritism is done primarily with the Grimoire of Verum. And I was doing black table spiritism with a particular daemon. And this daemon pointed out in startling clarity what was going to happen in California. Now, they've kind of pulled the trigger here and there a little bit. And yes, fires all over the place. But directed energy weapons, sure. All right. That I'm down with. But what this daemon said spooked enough people in the higher levels of government that they came to me directly because they've read my blog. They essentially fed me information of the dossier that they keep on me. When you've been doing this kind of work and rattling the bones and touching the nerves of certain very evil people, as I've done and as my temple has done now since 2009, you get a dossier. So you know you're doing something right, right? Yeah. Wow. So what it was about is The Podestas and the Clintons and a couple other groups, think tanks, were wargaming the succession of California to succeed right before or right after Trump wins 2020. Because by all metrics, Trump is winning 2020. Hillary Clinton has come out and told Joe Biden not to concede the election results under any circumstances. This means that they're going to try to really fuck with the results. The left is not going to win. They are going to attempt a coup and to overthrow Trump by military means. Now, the Pentagon, those generals that Michael Aquino brought over to the Temple of Set, yes, you're welcome. Michael Aquino is dead. For the last 15 years, that was my primary goal. Yes, I know when he actually died. Yes, I know the date and when and how, because I was watching and I was at least in the metaphysical, the astral, bringing the knife across the throat. Fuck you, Michael Aquino. And fuck all that protection that took me 15 fucking years to get through. But I got you, motherfucker. We'll do a big celebration about that later. But when Michael Aquino brought over a lot of generals in the Pentagon to the Temple of Set, he also brought in this kind of soft socialism, communist ideology. And with interlinkings with Luciferianism, and their particular brand of Luciferianism, created political ideologies, which has been passed down through the generals in the Pentagon. Now, the standing regular military is not a part of this. And by all accounts, what I hear is that they will stage a military coup against the Pentagon. The Pentagon, who is planning a military coup against Trump. It's going to get real interesting. But California is purposely being burned down right now, purposely, to help with succession, to help with the buying up of all that property and of all that land, and in the attempt to create a sovereign nation for the psychopathic elite. This I wrote about because it was told to me in 2017. This is going to get wild. You need to start paying attention to the shit that I've written. I don't know how else to say it. What I've predicted, what I've blogged about, is absolutely coming true. And as far as I know, there is no other occultist that even remotely comes within a million fucking miles. Why is that? I don't know. You know, like, is that some sort of giant monetary financial gain for... No. In fact, I get ignored and attacked because of it. But I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I am after the true evil of humanity. And it doesn't matter what you do to me. It doesn't matter what you say about me. I'm eventually going to find you and kick your motherfucking teeth in. All right? I'm going to kick your motherfucking teeth in. I'm going to watch you bleed all over the toes of my boots, because I am going to be kicking your motherfucking teeth down your fucking throat. Is that clarity? I think that's clarity. It sounds pretty fucking crystal clear to me. So, because I'm kind of a maniac, because I'm definitely a wild man, because I'm definitely a fucking cowboy, because I'll definitely go motherfucking Apache, well, that's where my spirituality is. So it doesn't necessarily surprise me that the things that I talk to are like, hey, you know, your country is about 5 years from getting scalped. You might want to know that. Hey, your children are being led on an ever, never-ending trail of pedophilic tears. Wow, I need to stop myself from what I was going to say next. So, because it was vile. So, yeah, I want to know these things. I guess other occultists don't. But I do, and I want you to know them. So, California? If you're in California right now, oh my fucking God, be careful. Because they are going to activate stupid as fuck BLM, stupid as fuck Antifa, but you watch the real deal Islamic terrorist groups that they've been training in California prisons for the last 20 fucking years. The MS-13, all right, the Black Bloc, Red Guard, all those real fighters are going to start activating in California. And they're the ones that are starting the fires. They're acts of arson. Is there directed energy weapons? Sure, whatever. Yeah. But in truth, this is a purposeful acts of arson to burn that state to the fucking ground, buy up all the property, make sure that no one can live on it anymore, drive anybody and everybody out. The remainder of California is looking at a serious Mad Max situation. All right? You're going to be running for your lives because the police down there, they aren't going to help you. They're probably going to leave. And we are looking at a full-on insurrection, a full-on criminal state known as California that is about to happen. California is going to go down the fucking tubes. I know people say it. I know people are like, dude, California is an absolute shithole, and they're right. But they don't know how bad it actually is going to get. They don't know what's actually being set up there. Because on the West Coast, California is fucking king. And when that place goes full rogue, they have, what, 8th? 7th largest world economy on their own. How is it they're always in the red to the federal government? Well, when they go rogue state, they're going to be supplied and financed, and they're going to have their own standing quasi-paramilitary made of absolute murderers, rapists, thugs, mercenaries, the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst, and they're going to have free reign on all their so-called fucking citizens. You need to read my blogs. You need to start seeing where this stuff is going, because that's what's happening. And I don't get the calls from the people that I do because I'm kind of right or maybe. No, they're seeing in my work the truth. And it's scaring them. And that kind of scares me. I'm not going to lie. That scares me. Because I look at it as, whoa, fuck. I mean, you know, if I'm at least 80% in my accuracy with something, then that's pretty awesome. But what they're telling me is I'm upwards of 95 to 98% correct. And that's a weird position for me to be in. Now, what does this mean? This means I gotta be on fucking point. This means that I've gotta do my work, my great work, for the sake of humanity only. Because my ego cannot, which I have an ego, by the way, if you haven't noticed. My ego needs to get fucking checked so that I can continue this work and I don't bring it in. I don't bring this up for sake of my ego, although I do have to, you know, let it breathe and call people out because, you know, they suck. God. I need to step back with it so I can continue to bring this information. Maybe I'll have more. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'm done. Maybe that was all the predictions I ever needed to make. I don't know, but as of right now, what I have written at the posting of this, what I am being told is 95 to 98 conservatively percent accurate on the things that I've done. masks, the causing of Legionnaire's disease, quarantines. Oh, yeah, that shit I wrote back, that was even longer. And that was actually with another daemon from the Grimoire Verum. So we're talking, they were talking to me about this stuff for quite a while. 5, 6, 7 years back on this, 2020 specifically. So there's a lot of things to go through. There's a lot of things to read about. Prepare yourselves. This election is going to be fucking nuts. This is going to really show who's who. This is going to show who is a true and honest and fierce patriot and who is a motherfucking turncoat traitor. This is not anything you can take a neutral position on. Unfortunately, it is not going to let you. It is not going to let you. It is going to swing you one way or the other, because the enemy here, the domestic terrorist army, the domestic foreign army that is working in conjunction with the domestic terrorist army of BLM and Antifa, they're coming to your door eventually. They're coming to your neighborhood. Police are stepping down. You are looking at an anarchy situation, most of which almost none of you are prepared to survive. You may think you are. You may have had delusions and illusions that you could. You might have watched Hunger Games and been like, oh yeah, that looks kind of fun. Yeah. You might have watched Mad Max and been like, oh yeah, Lord Humongous, that's kind of cool. No. All right? You're not walking out of Thunderdome. Okay? You were impaled on the spike with the giant retard and the huge chainsaw coming right up your rectum. That's what's going on here. That's the world that is about to come down on you. Stop with your delusions. Start getting out there. You've got 50 some odd days, all right? Start working somehow, some way. Start collecting a community of people, like-minded. Know who your friends are. Create a circle of safety around you. Create even your own potential militia. Because the way that California is going, that is a rogue state now, like a gangrenous limb in the United States. And that is going to require surgical extraction. Do you get what I'm saying? All right? If you start from the east to the west, California is motherfucking colon cancer. All right? And that's going to have to get cut out. But that's where all the shitbags are going to live. That's where all the rotten, diseased, fucking colon-eating pieces of shit are going to start residing. In a psychopathic playground, a psychopathic paradise, where guess what, people? They just passed very pro-friendly pedophilic laws. Don't think that that doesn't come in a timely fashion, all right? They're going to be butt-fucking your kids in California, and there's no law to prevent that. Do you motherfucking understand what I am saying to you? Read through my blogs. Read through the blog that I'm going to post for you guys. Be like, holy shit. In 2017, this crazy motherfucker spoke to a demon who told him the goddamn truth. Then get right with God, because to be right with God in the way that I am is to be able to speak to demons and they tell me the fucking truth. They don't delude me with bullshit like 99.9% of the so-called occultists out there. Yeah. Oh, breathe that in. Breathe it in. Feel me grow inside you. Because that, the understanding of what I'm talking about, the understanding of what I know, the understanding of what I've predicted and how I do it, that is how you ought to proceed. You gonna argue that? You got no room to argue. Proof is proof. Evidence is evidence. Lack thereof is no fucking evidence. Lack thereof is no argument. Lack thereof is nothing but fucking delusions. So, we've got pro-pedophile, pro-psychopath, California being burned down on the orders of a radical pro-pedophile leftist elite. Wow. Don't think that's not going to have gigantic global repercussions. Don't think you're not going to get affected by that. Don't think having a rogue state that is seriously considering secession for the sole purpose of being a giant, pristine, beautiful state full of natural resources and giant money-making potential for the most evil, psychopathic, crazy criminals on the planet to stage and to gain a foothold to run military operations against this country isn't going to, like, mess with your day. Okay? This is real shit. This is real shit. The realest, perhaps, you've ever experienced. And don't forget who it came from. So I'm going to leave you with that. Read the blog. Dissect it for yourself. Begin to understand that this is an upcoming war. War of the mind. War of the spirit. And unfortunately, war of the body. And you've got to ask yourself, where are you lacking? Are you strong in all three? Because that's the only way we get out of this fucking thing alive. If you like what I say, even if you hate what I say, but you like how I say it, if you know I'm speaking the truth, but you hate it anyways, but in your heart of hearts, you know, join me. Join me in my own little revolution. My temple, my spiritual path, these things are open to you. The shed of rebellion is awake. The shed of rebellion has the fires lit. The shed of rebellion is sharpening the swords. Welcome, maybe. We'll see.